Marie, when are we gonna stop and rest? I'm tired of walking around.
We'll stop when I say to for the last time. And call me teacher. Is that what we agreed I'll be a year ago? Surprised you haven't gotten that down yet.
Details.
Details can be the difference between life and death, Justin. Especially for people like us. We can't go rushing blindly into situations because we'll...
What is it?
A town! Look, Justin, right in the distance! Finally, I won't have to sleep on the ground anymore and eat protein bars for nourishment! A real bona fide town with restaurants, hotels, people, and... Oh, maybe even a bookstore.
And she says, we can go charge into situations blindly!
I just realized we don't have that much money to spend. Bookstore.
Are you suggesting we visit the town anyway?
Yeah, we might as well. Let's go. There might be something quick we can do there to get money.
Without using our powers.
I hope so. Let's just go and hope for the best.
I hate it when she says hope for the best. It never ends well.
River, you've been quiet today. Are you all right?
I'm fine, Mommy. Just please, don't come in.
Look, River. I know you're sick, but how am I going to make you better if I can't even enter your room?
I'll hurt you again.
It was just an accident, River. Look, if you let me in, I'll find out what's wrong and... we can figure out a way to get your powers under control, okay?
No! Don't open the door, please! I didn't want to break that.
River.
Please, leave me alone. I don't want to hurt you, Mommy. Not again.
I don't know how much longer I can continue letting this happen.
Wow! This is like something out of one of those 20th century history books you showed me.
I know. I feel so nostalgic walking through this place.
You didn't even grow up in the 20th century.
Don't spoil my fun.
Besides, this place strikes me as too perfect. Something's up, and we don't fit in with these people. It doesn't take very long to realize who we are.
Look at the bright side, Justin. They seem to be doing very well. I think they'll be a lot more accommodating than the last town we went to.
I think even a crappy treatment would be better than the last town. They ran us out, remember? This time, don't try to show off. I'm not in the mood for a 1,000-yard sprint to get away.
We won't get run out. I'll do nothing to attract attention this time, all right, Justin?
Right, Teach.
Bookstore!
I'm so gonna die today.
Ah, Jessica. You're here pretty early today.
Please, call me Jessie, Mayor.
Oh, forgot about that. Sorry. What brings you here?
I've heard we have visitors.
Are they from Johnsonville? Don't worry about it. We patched things up with them weeks ago.
Mayor, they look like nanomancers.
You have my attention, Jessie.
I got a brief look at them. They have the appearance of wandering around for a long time. Most people don't do that, not the normal ones. The only people that usually walk great distances on foot are the nanomancers.
That just means they're odd, Jesse. I highly doubt they are nanomancers.
Isn't it odd that with the girl the way she is, strange people no one recognizes show up?
Look, if you're so suspicious, investigate them yourself. I want concrete evidence of them being nanomancers before we take action. Right now, the town is still trying to press on. No one is in a mood for another fight, especially after what happened when we fought Johnsonville a couple of months ago.
Fine, that's what I'll do. Thank you for your time, Mayor.
Are you sure you should be letting her go, Mayor?
Remember what happened to her 6 months ago. Lost her infant twins and their babysitter to a pair of rogue nanomancers. None of the other strange visitors that have turned up since then have proven to be nanomancers or even rogues. This is her way of blowing off steam. I'm not going to stop her. Not immediately, anyway.
Understood, Mayor.
In any case, let's follow her in a few minutes. Just on the off chance she's right.
Got it. How about 5 minutes?
That sounds perfect.
Thank you, Mayor.
You don't believe me? I'll draw them out. I'll make them prove they're what they are. I won't let their kind wreck my life or anyone else's life ever again. I swear it.
Oh, look at all the new hardcovers! I love the smell of new books! It was just put on the shelf! It's been so long since new books were printed, Justin! I want this one so bad!
That's a thriller. And I thought you didn't like those.
Hey, I like thrillers. When they don't kill everyone off, of course. Those are just depressing.
I see you're enjoying the store. Is there anything you need help with?
Yeah. Where's the music?
The internet cafe is fully loaded with iTunes and iPod chargers. You can buy whatever you need there.
Oh, this is one of those net-enabled stores?
Yeah. Most people can't afford net-capable PCs nowadays, so the boss had a section built here with net service. Costs $5 for a half hour.
That's expensive.
Justin, stop it. Excuse me, what is your name?
I'm Will. Will Jordan. Do you need any help?
No, I'm just enjoying your wonderful offerings of books. Seriously, this is one of the better varieties I've seen for a while. It's got everything. Oh, I want to buy it all.
You truly do love books? You don't just read them because you can't afford a TV?
Of course. I love the stories books tell. You can even see stories within stories about how they were made.
Yes, a true book lover. I haven't had one of those show up in ages. We're going to make a profit today.
Unfortunately, I can't buy anything. I'm broke. I'm just going to browse.
God, why does thou torment me?
I'm sorry for getting your hopes up. I haven't settled down for a long time.
Yeah, I noticed you and your, friend there haven't been around these parts before. Most of the people that do show up are either truckers from neighboring towns or Western USA officials. By this point, we know them all really well. That's why people like you, who just wander into town from out of nowhere, kinda get a lot of attention.
Are you insinuating something, Will?
No, of course not. Why would I do that?
Look, he's my foster son, all right? I just look a little young for my age, that's all.
I said I'm not being suspicious. Look, go browse the store. But please, next time you show up, please have money. Just because the towns around these parts are autonomous doesn't mean we don't use the dollar.
Maybe if we can find work, we will. Justin here and I were hoping to settle down for a while.
We were? Why don't you tell
anyway,
me these things
in advance? Saw there was a help wanted sign outside. I used to be a librarian. I think I'm qualified for the position.
I think you need to talk to my manager and schedule an interview and everything. I'll go get him. Just stay right here.
Sure.
What do you mean we're staying here a while? We don't fit in.
They don't know who we are yet. We're just strangers.
And I can't believe we're using that foster son thing again.
How else do you expect me to explain having a kid like you around? If I say apprentice or student, that incriminates us immediately.
Look, I just don't want any trouble because we're new here.
Too bad, because that's what you're getting, nanomancers.
What? Oh! Damn it! Those were very nice first printings you knocked on the floor. Be a good citizen and pick them up.
Stop taking me lightly!
Oh, crap!
This isn't gonna end well.
I need to get her outside. You hear she's just going to cause damage. Clearly, just my existence is pissing her off. Which wouldn't be the first time that's happened, unfortunately.
Stop moving!
Like I'm gonna do that! She'd have to be crazy to keep fighting outside.
Stop mocking me!
Then again, she attacked me in a bookstore. I can't keep this up forever. Got some distance from her. Good.
Hey, officer!
Yeah?
In case you haven't noticed, I'm being attacked for no reason! Aren't you going to do something about it?
Oh yeah, like I'm gonna get in the way of the local Taekwondo master.
You, officer, are a complete embarrassment.
How do you keep dodging me?
Tend to pick up a few things when you're on the road for a while. You're naive if you think you're the only one who has mastered a form of martial arts.
Shut up, Nanomancer! I know you're using your ability somehow to dodge me!
Oh, so that's what this is all about. She's trying to reveal my abilities by attacking me. I promised Justin I wouldn't get us chased out of town this time. So I'm going to have to beat her the hard way.
I'm not who you think I am. You're mistaken. I'm just a simple wanderer with a foster son, looking for a place to settle down. You're not exactly giving us a warm welcome.
Still gonna play the denial game, huh? Fine, then consider this a formal challenge at you.
A challenge?
Man, Marie gets in trouble automatically these days.
What's going on? What's with the crowd?
My mom has just been attacked by a woman using Taekwondo.
Oh crap, Jesse.
Who?
Jessica, or Jesse Nguyen. She's had a thing against Nanomancers or even suspected ones for the last few months.
What happened?
I'll talk to you later. Right now we need to stop the fight.
For once, I'm going to have to agree with somebody.
That's right, I challenge you. I'm a Taekwondo teacher in my spare time. This is just to see if you can best people without using your abilities to cheat.
I assure you that I have no such abilities.
Then you're going to need to prove that. Now prepare yourself. We're settling this right here and now.
This is probably going to be refused, but isn't there a way we can just talk this out?
You know the old saying, actions speak louder than words, Nanomancer.
Fine, let's do this then. Are you sure you should be challenging me? I assure you, I take tests extremely seriously, no matter what they are.
Her demeanor's different. She looks a lot more serious than she did. I think even her voice changed a little. That's fine. I'll expose you for what you are, you monster.
Can you stop the insults and attack me already? So far, you're all talk and no action.
You want action? I'll give you action.
Nice try!
So, you can attack.
I can do a lot more than that.
What?
Oh man, I was afraid of this.
You mean this Jesse person picking a fight?
Yeah, Jesse's had a habit of picking fights with outsiders. She put the last three in the hospital.
Looks like Marie's mom is a match for her though.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think so.
Who are you?
I'm Forrest Wilmington, mayor of this town of Aurora.
Why aren't you or that muscle man by you breaking it up?
Jesse needs this. If she's about to put the woman in the hospital, we'll break it up.
At the rate this is going, Jesse will be the one gagged like a mummy in a hospital room.
You think so, boy?
My teacher is a top student of the martial arts.
Teacher? I thought she
Jesse's
was your...
Jesse's a master at the martial arts. I'll be surprised if your teacher can even land a single blow. Okay, make that two blows. Your teacher got lucky there.
Never mind. It can wait until later.
I'm not done yet.
Look, just stop this. There's no need to drag this.
I said I'm not done yet.
I can't dodge this one.
That looked like it busted a jaw.
Oh man, we're so dead once Marie's jaw heals.
That was with everything I had, Nanomancer. Now let's see if I'm right.
That's enough, Jesse.
Mayor!
Mark, get Jesse some distance from the outsider.
Yes, Mayor.
Why? She's a freak! Look at her! I bet her jaw's already back in place.
Is what she's saying true, outsider?
Yeah. My jaw just reformed itself. She's right.
I'm out of here.
What does she mean by...
Nothing, Gracia. Just stay away from her. She's a monster.
She doesn't look like one.
She just is, all right.
So's that boy that came in with her. He's one of them, too.
You and your mom, or your teacher, or whoever, are...
Let me at her! Don't kill us all!
Enough! No one is killing anyone. That's an order, all of you.
Gee, that's a ringing endorsement.
Be grateful. This mob would have torn both of you apart if it weren't for me. In fact, There may even be a use for the two of you.
A use?
That's right. Come with me to my office. Mark Bing Jesse. She needs to see this. Get up, Nanomancer. We're going to have a talk.
I can hardly wait.
Why do I need to be here with these monsters? They're scum, both of them!
Thanks!
Enough! No fighting right now! That demonstration in public was enough.
What do you want, Mayor?
This town has a problem, and it's something we'd like you two to solve for us.
What kind of problem?
It involves one of your own. Someone who has become a destructive force in this town. She lives to the north of here, in the outskirts of a wood in the hills.
Who?
You won't like this, but it's a little girl.
Do you want Justin and I to kill her?
Listen to me. The girl there has been barely tolerated for the last several years she's lived here. She destroyed a lot of things when she was younger, broke a lot of buildings when she was obsessed with protecting nature. But now she's become little more than a monster who destroys and rebuilds everything without rhyme or reason. The town can't have someone like that around. All she does is put people at risk. As the mayor, I can't tolerate that.
So you expect me to kill a child?
Who doesn't know the difference between right and wrong? And is responsible for maiming 3 of our people. In fact, she even killed someone.
What?
We think. I told her she shouldn't hang around that girl.
Who?
Fiona McGregor. She was a childhood friend of Irene's. She was here, up until the girl began destroying everything right and left. She hasn't been seen since the girl developed her symptoms.
That's not firm evidence. Who says she isn't helping the girl somehow?
She's dead! What, do you think she's miraculously alive? In any case, you must agree with me that the girl is a problem and we need somebody like you two to solve it.
Look, I don't think this is right. I mean, she's a little girl and this sounds...
We'll do it.
What?
We'll take care of the problem.
I'm glad you see it my way.
Let's go, Justin.
Have you lost it, teacher? You have any idea how evil you just made us look?
I said we'll take care of the problem, Justin. I didn't say we'll kill her.
What?
I have a suspicion as to what the cause of this is anyway.
I don't get it.
You'll see soon enough. Now, let's get some directions to the house without letting on what we're doing.
Right.
Hiring nanomancers to take care of the problem, Mayor? Are you insane? You know how reluctant they are to kill their own kind. They're like an entirely separate species from the rest of us.
Nothing else we can try can work without casualties. Irene said that if we came back, she'd take some of us with her, and I know she will. But nanomancers, they're something else. They can take a shotgun blast and bounce back from it within seconds. You saw how quickly she healed after you broke her jaw, Jesse.
You're actually admiring them. They abuse their powers, all of them! I would still have my babies if it weren't for their kind. My babies. They had swarms unleashed upon them when I wouldn't get those thugs what they wanted. And the swarms tore them apart. They couldn't fight back or absorb them. They were only months old.
Look, Jesse, you should just calm down. Right now, this problem will be solved soon.
At the cost of killing a child!
You realize you're contradicting yourself. You support killing Nanomancers, and yet you won't condone killing a child, Nanomancer.
It isn't her fault she's like this. She doesn't know right from wrong. I keep saying if we taught her that her powers are evil, that they should not be used under any circumstances, we could...
Enough, Jesse. I've already come up with my solution to the problem. Is it grisly and regrettable? Yes, but we have no choice. Not when she's harming our citizens.
We've all become monsters, aren't we?
Jesse.
I'm tired of this conversation. I need some air.
I'm afraid I agree with her to a certain extent, Mayor. Hiring nanomancers to take care of the job is risky. You're absolutely certain about hiring them? They seem a little too carefree for a job like this.
Shut up. I don't pay you to think.
Yes, Mayor.
Well, this reception is proving quite rough.
At least they're not holding shotguns this time, Justin. It's an improvement.
And suddenly Ditz-Marie shows up out of nowhere.
Look, all we need to do is find someone who doesn't completely despise us upon sight and ask them where the house of the evil girl is. That can't be too hard, can it? Yeah. Bad question, isn't it?
Excuse me, but what are you talking about?
Oh, Will! sorry about the disturbance earlier today.
It's not a problem. Boss gave me the rest of the day off. Right now, you've got half the town boarding up their windows expecting a battle. The peace and quiet is actually kind of nice.
Well, we have to deal with this silence all the time. Trust me, a few days of this kind of silence, and you get tired of it real quick.
Justin!
It's all right. Really, it is. I'm kind of used to it. I don't have the greatest reputation here. I'm considered to be too kind to nanomancers. Oh, you mean that little house on the hills? Yeah, I know my way there. I've been trying to ask the woman there, Irene Matei, out for the last year or so. Keeps turning me down. But I think she likes having me around, so I keep trying. What can I say? She's hot and has a good personality, too. What? I like the athletic type.
You are aware that she's a nanomancer. Blah, 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 blah. You are aware she's a nanomancer too, correct? All natural nanomancers are born from nanomancers. No exceptions.
So? I don't really care about that. Or if I ever... you know...
have sex with her?
Justin! One more comment like that and I'll make you carry all of the sacks!
I get it.
Sacks?
Here, look at this stuff.
That's raw lead! And the other one has plastics and metals!
These sacks contain raw materials. We can manipulate the nanotech particles inside us, or nanites if you will, and release them into the materials to make anything, as long as we know the design and have the desire to make it.
So you can make all kinds of things with just raw materials? Is that why you have all those sacks of stuff with you, so you can make anything?
Yes, anything we can carry. We can also break it down again if we want to. Now, explain yourself and why you're willing to risk your life for this Irene.
I just like her, okay?
You do realize what you're getting into.
Yeah, if she does have the nanites, or whatever, then I'll become a nanomancer myself. It doesn't matter to me. I want to know her better. Even if I become a pariah as a result.
Look, will you just show us the way or not?
Yeah, sorry. It's a bit of a sob story, I know. Ugh, come on, I'll show you the way.
Are you okay? You've been quiet.
I'm fine.
Your mom hasn't been in here since you yelled at her and broke the bookshelf. I miss her.
If she comes in, I'll hurt her. I know I will. I don't want to hurt Mommy again. I don't want to hurt her again.
I wish I could be out there with you, instead of being inside this machine.
No! If you were human, I'd hurt you too!
Maybe. I don't know.
Just go to sleep, Sandy. Just go to sleep.
Yes, River.
This is the place of the evil girl. Right. Looks like any normal house in the woods to me.
Evil girl? Don't tell me you two are-
We won't do anything. Not until we get to the bottom of this. I promise, Will.
Listen, you two better not be here to hurt Irene, or I'll-
We're not. Trust me on this.
Well, nobody's home. Let's go.
For someone skeptical about an evil girl, you seem to want to get away from this place, Justin.
You better state your business now or I'll shoot!
Whoa, Irene! I'm with them! Don't shoot!
Why not? You're an extremely trusting person, Will. What makes you think they're not here to hurt my child?
Look, I'm pretty sure, all right? They're good people.
Look, Irene. I'm Marine Lyle, and this is my apprentice, Justin Sanders. We're nanomancers, all right? I have a suspicion for what's happened to your child, and I'd like to investigate, please.
You're just going to dissect her like a lab rat, aren't you?
No, we're investigating because we care.
Fine. You can head inside, but I'm watching you.
Of course. Come on, Justin.
Goody!
You can come in too, Will. It's nice to have a sincere visitor too.
Thanks.
Damn it, we're going to let Nanomancers finish the job. But at the same time, she's still just a girl. Isn't there some way we could re-educate her or something? Does killing an 8-year-old girl really make her town safer? I just don't get it at all. I wonder what's going on.
What is this? Looks like a mob is forming.
I better hang around and see if it's what I think it is. Because this looks like a lynch mob. Except it's one armed with assault weapons. I hope not. Please don't look at me like that.
Wow, look at all of these! One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Fahrenheit 451, Catch 22, Orwell, Hemingway, Vonnegut. You have a real appreciation for the classics, Irene. I mean, some of these are even first printings. I've loved books for a long time. They take you to worlds made out of your imagination, based on the prose. I like envisioning the muddy trenches of All Quiet on the Western Front. The shiny, spit-clean floors of the battle school in Ender's Game. The fashionable socialites in Jane Austen novels. The wizards on broomsticks whizzing about, playing Quidditch in the Harry Potter books.
Now please, tell me your business.
I have a good guess for your daughter's condition, but I need to see her first. What is her name?
Her name is River.
Interesting name.
I named her that. Because when I saw her, I saw something that reminded me of a river flowing. There was a joy in her that made me think of a river. I can't explain it without sounding like a hippie.
It's all right. Now please, tell me what's going on.
No.
Why?
Instead of telling you, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay. That young man, Will, likes you a lot.
Will's been trying to ask me out for the last year. He doesn't even mind that I have a young girl. He's a very determined person. He doesn't give up, but at the same time, he knows when not to push it. So he hasn't been harassing me.
He's a good man. People like him don't come by very often. I would consider him marriage material if I were younger.
You make me think you're much younger than you are.
That's because she has like a teenage ditz most of the time. You heard that, didn't you?
I did.
I'm in trouble, aren't I?
Yes, you are. I'll decide your punishment later. Irene, show me your daughter.
Yeah, sure.
Oh my god.
This are the most visible symptoms of River's problems. So, are you here to help her? Or are you here to kill her?
Soundly, and everything is alright.